You are listening to a podcast from West Hill United Church, located in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. These podcasts are made possible by the generous support of our listeners, volunteers, and members of our community. To donate, go to our website, www.westhill.net, and click on the Canada Helps button, or go to westhill.net/donate.
Have done my greeting out of order. This is my personal official greeting time. I might have done it out of order, but you'll bear with me. Today's service will include many of our familiar elements, with one big exception, and that is that Greta won't be giving her usual perspective or her unusual perspective. The board chair, the board, Greta, all felt it was time to provide you, the congregation, with an update. Give us opportunity to reflect, ask questions, and have conversations about three particular specific areas. More on that later. Several weeks ago, Debbie Ellis and I were asked if we would be able to help facilitate these discussions. And luckily, Debbie said yes. Because she is very skilled, very hardworking, and very dedicated to West Hill. Later this morning, Deb will introduce you to the detailed agenda. You will hear from representatives of the board, and this will be followed by a workshop for all of you to participate in. In preparation for today, we researched many quotes, and here is one that I chose for exactly this moment. It is from Stephen Hawking. For millions of years, mankind lived just like the animals. Then something happened which unleashed the power of our imagination. We learned to talk, and we learned to listen. Speech has followed the communication of ideas, enabling human beings to work together to build the impossible. Mankind's greatest achievements have come about by talking, and its greatest failures by not talking. It doesn't have to be like this. Our greatest hopes could become reality in the future. With the technology at our disposal, the possibilities are unbounded. All we need to do is make sure we keep talking. So we've got our plate passing around, and there's just a couple of quick minute spots, Barb and Greta.
The conversation that took place on Wednesday in Montreal was actually one of the West Hill Wants to Talk talks, not an opportunity for Greta to speak. And that's why Jean and Catherine were there, and Mike and Louise Laurie were also there, and they all spoke beautifully about what it is that West Hill does, and engaged a group that consisted of, represented 10 congregations in the Montreal and Ottawa Presbytery, or conference. This week, on Thursday, we have a colloquium, which you'll see is listed in the bulletin. The time is incorrect. It actually begins at 9 o'clock in the morning. There has been some confusion because the conference did post it with an incorrect time. So it does start at 9 o'clock in the morning with the final keynote at 7:30 that evening. We're encouraging as many of you as are possible to be there to hear. There are four speakers engaging. I'm only one of them, to hear what others have and their perspectives of the United Church are, and to be able to take part in the conversation around that as people who know the United Church and who know West Hill's perspective within that United Church, and we'll be able to bring that with us. So that's this coming Thursday, and it's at College Street United Church, which is at the corner of College and Bathurst. Barb.
Good morning. Good morning. As has been mentioned, Today is an opportunity for us to walk our talk, and that is to not just be community, which we do beautifully every week, but to do community. In other words, to do the tough work of being in community together, and that is having some conversations when we need to. So today is an opportunity to come together, to share information, to share perspectives, to wrestle with some serious considerations that we need to look at, and then to look ahead at our future and who do we want to be and what do we want to do. And so we need you to be engaged and present to this work for the next 60 minutes or so. We're going to sort of bookend this portion of the service with a quote. So I'm going to ask Anne to set the stage for us with a quote about getting us in the mindset for these kinds of conversations, and you've already heard a great one this morning.
It's not right by me.
It's not by you.
As we engage, may we do what we do best, turn toward one another with hearts that seek to understand and comfort other people, as well as seeking comfort and understanding from them. May we embrace the dialogue, share the fear, express the hopes, give wings to the dreams, and may we too, in moments both excruciatingly mundane and astonishingly sublime, remember that we are not alone, for we journey together in the spirit of love. Guess who that's a quote from? That's Greta Vosper in a letter to West Hills supporters in the spring of this year.
Offered as wisdom for the journey when you walk in its light. So this portion of our time together is going to take place in sort of two parts. And the first part is going to be information sharing. And so there are members of the board, Randy and Kevin in particular, who are going to be coming up and sharing information with you on a number of topics. And you've already heard some of those from Anne, but we'll give you a quick update on what's happening with the review, the ever-changing situation with the review, some property stuff, some leadership information. So we'll give you some information, they'll give you some information, and then it's your turn. So part two of this will be conversations in some groups with the hope that it's a start to thinking about these things together. It's not about coming up with answers today, it's about beginning the conversations today. And so I'll be back with more information about that in a moment, but I'll turn it over to Randy now to kick us off.
Good morning, West Hill. A little bit of background. In January 2010, a small group got together at John DePitty's place to talk about the leadership situation at West Hill. We were facing some great unknowns. Greta was very sick. We didn't know what the outcome of that was going to be. There was, at the time, no acting chair of the board. So a number of us had a conversation and said, okay, we're going to step up. So at that point, I volunteered to be the board chair on a temporary basis. Since that time, Greta did come back fully engaged. She was ready. We said, so what's the next 10 years look like? So we've undertook a very bold strategic plan. A lot of people participated in it. There are many layers to it, and we started a whole lot of new initiatives. One of those things that also happened during that time was that we decided to do some new bold programming. Some people may know about it, other people, this may be new news because it was back historical, but we did a lot of work on living right relationship programming and sought funding from many sources, but unfortunately we never got it off the ground. And important too is it's been 3 years since the review process started. It has become an all-consuming aspect of a lot of the leadership team and you folks. West Hill has really driven to the occasion. You found your voice. We've had great conversations this year. We'll be talking about that shortly. But there's always that challenge of dealing with all of those external forces that are being put on top of us as we try to keep ourselves centered and nurturing our own community. Because everyone is really proud about being a member of the West Hill community. And we all know that it's really something has to be there for us. As your board chair, I feel very strongly about today. And the reason for that is this. Your board is feeling the weight of making informed decisions on a wide variety of complex issues that significantly impact our current and future West Hill community. There are always many perspectives on any given issue, and it's imperative that your board be connected to your perspectives concerning a number of those issues, and that's what we're going to do today. What we need is open, honest conversation. If you want questions asked, answered, we need to know them. If you have points of view, we need to hear them. And to that point, we've got a very talented group of Deb and Ann, who's going to help engage us in that. So, that's the background. The first subject area for update, and again, some of this information is going to be, I know it, it may be jarring, it may be, that's kind of not a good situation. But those are the complex issues that face this congregation today, so it's a bit of a reality check. The review. The review started last summer that Greta was deemed to be unfit. So that position was then handed over to the Judicial Committee to make sure that they did their due diligence and have a formal hearing. That was a year ago. As some of you know, we just learned that the review that was supposed to take place, the hearing that was supposed to take place in November, is not going to happen, and it's been postponed indefinitely. There was some new information this week that the Judicial Committee has reached out and are looking to have an opportunity for a mediation meeting with Greta sometime in December. Mediation of what? We still don't know the context. But the fact that the mediation process, as we were informed, was off the table has now been put back on the table. So that's good news. Your board has authorized me to engage a lawyer to represent West Hill in these review processes. And what that entails is the fact that we want to have intervener status. Now, intervener status means we're going to put together a case that basically says, you've shut us out. Whatever happens with your decision-making with regards to Greta has direct impact on this community. Therefore, we have a right to be at the table because we are shared in that proposal and the implications of anything that comes out of that. And that is why the board has decided to engage with a lawyer to help us get that status. What that means is that if there is a review hearing, we're at the table. We're there with our own voice. We can have our own witnesses. We can have our own say. If there's a mediation process, it also means we're at the table. Because any discussion and decisions that are made with regards to the mediation between United Church and Greta also have an impact on us. So we will have a voice at the table, provided the Judicial Committee accepts our request. So that's what's going on right now with regards to the review. Deb, you want to do some good news?
Yes, thank you, Randy. So, you see what I mean. The board is wrestling, and that's just the first piece. The board's wrestling with some stuff, and so they need our support and engagement. So that's really helpful and important to know. That's the review piece, and if you have questions about that or the lawyer piece, etc., certainly feel free to reach out to Randy or to Greta or any of the board members in the next little while. For now, though, we're going to shift to not so much about the review about us, but about us, right? And so we want to start with framing the conversation in terms of what's great, what's going really well here. And so I'm just going to run through this very quickly. It's stuff you all know, you're all involved in, but it's helpful to just be reminded about this stuff, I think. So this summer, 50 to 60 people out every week for summer services. Excuse me. We welcomed new members in October. There's great existing leadership, board members who are putting in all kinds of time and effort, and also at that sort of more local level. So the Labyrinth group, the choir, the craft group, the book study, First Nations study group, men's groups running. We ran two women's programs in the last year, the refugee sponsorship. We've had great guest speakers coming in. We had Worldwide Communion Service. We've got the Celebrating Life Service and Remembrance Day and Affirming Anniversary Services coming up. There's so much going on here. And then there's the successes with getting our message out there across Canada. And you've heard about that, right? Greta and members, some of you folks have been going out across Canada to have these conversations with the United Church of Canada and talk about who we are and why we want to be a part of the United Church, why it is that it's important to talk about values and not about beliefs, etc. So Victoria, Edmonton, Kingston, Montreal, Fredericton, Shelburne, and people from the congregation were there to have those conversations. And then our resources, you know, like Scott's music has been so embraced all over the world. People are using this in schools and other sort of secular places. And then our deepened engagement with the Indigenous community in Toronto through the First Nations Study Group. And I could go on, but those are just some of the activities that are going on here at West Hill. So we have a lot to be proud of. We have a lot that's going really well, and a lot of programming that is really important and that, you know, it's a lot to offer and of which we should be proud. That's the fun and easy stuff that I got to do. I got to do that piece, and that's great to look at the successes. We also have to look at some of the more difficult realities and work together to see our way through those. So Randy and Kevin will be sharing information with us now in three areas. One is financial, the second is property, and the third is leadership. So as the information is being presented, you may find yourself, you know, with questions coming up, or what about that, or I didn't know, or I thought. So that's good stuff. And what we want you to do is make a mental note of that, because that's going to be part of what we're going to ask you to do in part two of this process. So any questions that come up, make a mental note. And the second thing is, you don't need to worry about remembering all the information as it's presented. It's going to be given to you. So don't worry about, oh, I don't remember, I've got to take note. It's all going to be there for you, so not to worry. So I'll turn it over to Randy to talk about the financial issues to begin with, and then we'll go back and forth.
Before we do that, I just want to make, I would like to introduce the members of the board. So if you're a member of the board, can you please stand, state your name, and how many years you've been on the board? Not with us today, Dennis Hollingshead, who's been on the board member at large for 5 years. Gary Megson, who is chair of property. I think he's also 6 years. Janice Clark, member at large. She's been on the board for 2 years. And I'm board chair approaching 8 years this January.
It was just suggested that we move this mic up.
Okay, I'm going to give you a bit of a financial snapshot. At the end of the service, there will be actually a condensed set of financial statements that you can take home with more detailed information. But it's been a while, so I thought it's important, as part of the context of the conversations that we're having, is where are we financially? And what are some of the challenges? As of September 31st, our income was $147,000. which is against a budget of 158. Our expenses were $155,000 versus a budget of $172,000. So as of September, our deficit is $8,000, but the budget was for $14,000. So there's some good news. The budget is not as deep as we expected. However, it's still a deficit. At the end of September, we had $33,600 in the bank. So if there were no more donations for the rest of the year, we could make payroll and mortgage payments, and then the doors would close. I'm not suggesting that, but it just, you know, you need to know, just like any family budget, you know, I got stuff coming in, what's in my bank account? As of today, our congregational growth is fairly stagnant. Unlike most other United Churches in the area, they're on the decline. That's good news. But we're also fairly stable at this point in time. When you look around the room, we also have to recognize that the congregation's age is the congregation's age. And that does challenge us with regards to what the next 5 to 10 years are going to look like. We know that programming, you know, yes, we didn't spend as much money as we thought we would like to be able to, but the reality is because there isn't the funds, we have not been able to kickstart anything new with regards to programs. And one other important thing that the board has been doing that you need to know about is the fact that we have started the process of trying to get charitable status for a new organization. Sorry, to get a new charitable status, which could be used for an organization if we chose to be a different organization, or if we wanted to use that charitable status with regards to some kinds of funding that we may not necessarily do within the privy of United Church, of West Hills United Church. And I'm going to hand it over to Kevin.
Thank you, Randy. This is on property, and I'm going to try to keep this short. The main repair items that we face here at this on these premises is the roof and the parking lot. The chronic leaking on the roof requires some fairly immediate attention, and because of the potential health risk, if mold starts to grow in the walls and ceiling, that could be exacerbate the issue and the cost for repairs later on. We have an estimate to repair and replace of about $85,000 HST included, so it's about $75,000 plus HST. $85,000 for the roof. The parking lot, no direct health issue, but there are growing liability issues with people perhaps tripping or vehicle damage or things like that. So it's something that needs to be dealt with at some point. We also have an estimate to repair and repave, including the lines and HST, about $70,000. So we got $85,000 for the roof and about $70,000 for the parking lot. Other options might be another patch and repair for, you know, some thousands of dollars, but it's putting off, and this is still facing us even if we did something like that, because any repairs that are patch jobs usually come up after a few years, and any repairs we've done on the roof are only keeping us going for another little while, and then we have another leak starting. So we really have to do this stuff eventually. If we're staying, we do not own the building. The United Church of Canada does. However, we do have, as a congregation, we do have some equity interest in this place, insofar as the congregation was responsible for borrowing the money from Toronto Council to fund the extensions and the remodeling of this place some years ago. And for the amount of upkeep that we maintain every year, as the value of these premises have appreciated to approximately, by the way, the value of about $3.5 million is what we had it recently appraised at. Last year, you'll recall, with the support of the congregation, the board looked into whether we could sell this land and the building with a mind to using the proceeds from the equity that we were entitled to reestablish ourselves somewhere in the vicinity in a lease arrangement, as has been customary in the United Church of Canada. Not this lease arrangement, but the customary thing is if a congregation were to sell property, they would be entitled to use some of the funds, to the proceeds, to reestablish themselves as a congregation somewhere else. This is being done. West Hill's a little different insofar we would be looking to go to some kind of a commercial place, I would expect, with a lease arrangement, as I mentioned. So Presbytery gave us the green light and provided guidelines for us to follow, which we did. However, in a turnaround, Presbytery announced in March that the Toronto Conference is flush with money from the sale of three other churches in the vicinity and would not support the sale of the West Hill premises at this time. In consultation with Toronto United Church Council, the Presbytery Executive expressed to us their clear preference for West Hill to stay put, and they wanted to treat us as they would surplus assets or surplus building, which is what they generally do if a congregation is closing down. And that's not really what's happening here. So things start to get a little bit, you know, they try to fit us into a square hole, even though we're a round peg, so to speak. It's important to note that the Presbytery Finance and Property Committee has the power to act on behalf of Presbytery in property matters. But the report from the Presbytery Consultative Task Group, which is the ones we dealt with in trying to put our ducks in a row to get ready to entertain offers for purchase, were the ones who indicated to us their recommendations. And in fact, we can't find where their report is in the minutes of Presbytery. So there may be yet, it may be that no decision has been formally made at the Presbytery or Toronto Conference level, and that they have only made recommendations such that it still may be possible for us to look at and to go back with a more insistent package to Presbytery to say, thank you for your recommendations. We want to go forward with selling this. Thank you very much. And they may be obliged to, well, they would have to deal with it. And they may say yes or they may say no. But we have that option. And if you, as a congregation, West Hill, still support the possibility of selling our premises, and you think we have the leadership and energy to try to use those proceeds to find a new commercial premise to lease and to do the planning and execution of leasehold improvements to make the space suit our ongoing requirements, then you should consider this in your discussions if you're in that group and recommend that to the board. Remember, the reason to do this is to provide security for our future, with or without Greta, with or without the United Church of Canada. Because presumably we would enter into an agreement with a private place, private commercial premises, use the proceeds from the sale to bring that up to leasehold improvements, as I say, to bring it up to a condition where we could continue to use it. And then regardless of any decisions that we make, or decisions that come from United Church of Canada, we would still have the opportunity to continue at such place for, you know, whatever the nominal rental arrangements would be. So, the recommendations that Presbytery came back to us with when we had asked about selling was they said, we'd like you to stay put. We asked about grants for getting roof repair. They said, no, doesn't really apply. You're too big. You can't do that. However, they give us two options. One was we could apply to the Toronto United Church Council for a second mortgage, borrow the funds, in effect, to improve the building that they own. And however, this would require guarantees from Presbytery and a time frame for such financing, quote unquote, and the details of which would require consideration by all three parties, that is Toronto Council, Presbytery, and West Hill. So they would lay down the conditions and the rates and arrange for, and we'd have to agree to a repayment schedule to repay that any funds that we would borrow. So in that discussion, you'll want to ask, can West Hill take on more debt and finance higher monthly debt repayment? Or how could West Hill self-finance the repairs? The second option they gave us is that West Hill give up trustee ownership of any equity associated with the property to the Toronto Conference of the United Church of Canada, not Presbytery, because they can't own buildings, and then enter into a rental agreement with the Toronto United Church Council, whereby West Hill would pay rent, but Toronto Council would presumably take responsibility for the maintenance and upkeep. That is, they would do the repairs, they would pay the upkeep and the maintenance. At least that is the intent that we were told. None of this is in writing, and there is an element of trust being requested from West Hill to say that you trust us, give us the ownership, and we'll look after the upkeep. So that's the second option. It's a brand new approach for Toronto United Church Council, and they seem to be making up the rules as they go along for us. What should our response, as you're discussing this in your groups, what should our response to Presbytery Executive be? And what do we want to do as a community here? Thank you.
So Kevin's given you a lot of information about the building. What we're going to be asking is one of the groups that we would like to form and have a conversation is, we need your insights and thoughts, concerns, and questions as it pertains to what is the role of this building within our congregation? And that's where some of the challenges of that conversation are going to happen. One of the other subject areas that we want to sort of get some information about is the leadership. We have a number of leadership issues. The board, as it's structured today, basically has a number of individuals who are on the board as members at large, and that's appreciated. They've got insight, they participate, but we also have a lot of positions that require a portfolio, and they're currently not being filled. For instance, we don't have friendship and hospitality. We don't have celebrating, which includes a worship element committee. We don't have a representative for outreach. And we don't have anyone with regards to handling education and growth and communications. We also recognize that our congregation is aging and that the opportunity for leadership isn't just right there. A lot of people have done their thing, but at the same time, there's a need. So this is one of the conundrums. We have opportunities, but we also need participation. One of the other aspects of leadership is what happens up here on Sunday every year, or every Sunday. This year, you've noticed that Greta's not here as much, and that is because of her being active in a lot of different wider issues that the congregation supports. But we also need some feedback on that. Because as the challenge of, we've got payroll and we can pay people to do this, we don't have a lot of, if we want to reduce our payroll costs and have less participation by some of the paid staff, then it has to be filled with other speakers. We have an evolving model that we need to figure out what works for you and what works for the congregation as a whole with regards to nurturing, supporting, and keeping the energy and vitality going on week after week after week. And the other, it's a bit self-serving, but the last comment is, being board chair is not a lifetime appointment. Change is good, and frankly, change is needed. I mean, I know they're from people when I get up and talk about the review or something and someone says, oh, that's great, you know, thanks very much, Randy. There's an assumption that everything's being taken care of. And it isn't. And so we need to figure out where it is that we're going to get the leadership, because there's also the burnout factor. And the longer you're in a position, you also carry certain bias. And that's why I believe it's important that there's vitality in the leadership, because if it's the same individuals dealing with the issues over and over again, we may be blinded to some new opportunities and perspectives. So the third group, subject area that we're going to ask for some feedback on, is the possibilities of West Hill. You've heard a lot of great news information. You've heard sort of the downer points that Kevin and I have been talking about, but at the same time, we heard a whole lot of things that are going on. There's a lot of great leadership at the small group level, you know, the crafty ladies, the men's group. So leadership is not devoid by any stretch of the imagination. But what we're looking for is, in the third group, is what does the future of West Hill look like for you? What's important? What are the things that we have to keep? What are the things that you may see disappearing that you're comfortable with or you're not comfortable with? But the whole point here is about this conversation, is about the sustainability of an important congregation called West Hill. Forget the banner that you put over us. We're just West Hill. And we all want us to survive and carry on. So in that third group, we're looking for some information, some thoughts, to help provide the board with some of the things that are issues for you, that are sort of maybe sacred elements that are really important, that we can't give this up, but we need that information. So that's what we're going to do in the third group.
How y'all doing? Are you ready to stand up? Are you ready to chat a little bit? Are you ready to engage? I wasn't kidding when I said they've been wrestling with some pretty big stuff, and they need our support. How many of you expected this when you came in this morning? Two people. Surprise! Yeah, and that's why I said community, we have to do community, not just be community. And so this is what we're wrestling with today, and we've been through stuff like this before, and we'll get through this too. And the way we do that is we hold each other as we walk through it together, and we have conversations, and some of that's fun and some of it's not. And so here's how this is going to work. You just heard a little bit about these areas. We would love to have had a chance for all of you to talk about all of the issues. Clearly, we don't have time to do that today. And so we've had to make some choices and some decisions to cut this back to something that's manageable. And so here's how this is going to work. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to get up and move. You'll be glad for that, I'm sure. And I'm going to ask you to go to a sort of an area of the building in a moment. So on your left, that group of people is going to be talking about the property stuff. So in other words, what's the future of West Hill in terms of where are we located and what are we doing about this space? Yeah, don't sit underneath where the rain came in at the back, Greta's pointing out. Yes, that was kind of an interesting coincidence, wasn't it, when we're talking about this today? So that's that side. On your right side will be discussions about the current struggle of and the future of leadership at West Hill. And towards the back is going to be a group talking about West Hill's current and future identity and mission and sort of mandate. Who do we want to be? So, again, there were conversations about how are we going to do this, right? Because you might have one person who's, I really want to talk about that, and I want to talk about that. And part of the reality is that ultimately we're going to need to hear from all of you on all of these topics. So in a way, it doesn't matter which group you're in today, because we're going to have to hear from you about all three of them. Having said that, if you have an area that you're really passionate about and you really want to be in that group, please don't feel constrained. Please go to whichever group you really wish to be in. However, if you're if you're good with this, for the sake of time, and so that we have relatively balanced groups, what we're going to suggest is if you're sitting sort of on this side of the room already, maybe you want to be in that group today. And if you're sitting on that side of the room, maybe you're in that group today. And if you're sort of sitting towards the back, that group, maybe you're that group today. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to get up and move to those sort of three areas. And I'm going to ask you to form groups, small groups, within those areas. Minimum four, maximum six is what we're going for here. And so you're not getting into conversation yet. You're not doing anything yet. All you have to do is choose a spot, go there, meet some people, and say, okay, you want to be in my group? Okay, got four people, sit down. You got six people, sit down. And then I will give you your next instruction. How does that sound? Okay, go. You have 2 minutes. Yeah, if you have. I did. I said property. Yeah. So property is over there on your left. Leadership is on your right. Mission and mandate is at the back. Do you have the handouts? Excellent, thank you. Perfect. Groups of four to six. Get some seats, circle them around. Yeah, move your chairs. Move the chairs around. I want to be even higher than I am. Hanging in? Group here. We need between four and six. We're looking for four to six in a group. So if you got too many, find another group to go to. So we're looking for four to six as a max. Six is a max. Form another group if you need to. So you guys are mission, mandate, future. Good, good. Mission, mandate, future. Mission, mandate, future. They're at the front. Yeah. All right, thank you. One, two, three, four, five. Good. Okay. These two groups here. We're not ready for that yet. Just hang on to those. That's okay. We need to... what did you say? Welcome. Yeah. Surprise. Yeah. I'm Debbie.
Hi, Pamela.
Pamela, nice to meet you. I know you.
I met last week.
Hi, I know you.
Yes.
I know you. Okay, so you're a bigger group because, yeah. But still, throw in your comments as you see fit.
Okay, thank you for getting into your groups. Now, in a moment, you're going to receive some information from some helpful hand-outers. If you've already received those papers, please just don't look at them for a minute. Yeah. Okay, so if I could have your attention up here instead of on the pages, that would be great. I know some of you already have them. That's okay. If you can just look up here for 1 second. So you're going to get some information if you don't already have it, with some information specific to you. So, Randy, if you can hold off handing those out just for a second, and then, because otherwise people don't listen while they're looking at papers. So you're going to get information about your particular topic with some sort of summary of what you heard. You're going to get some information that talks about how do you want to have these conversations. And so have somebody, read through that stuff. Share it with the group just to set the tone. And then you're going to have some instructions about what your task is. So if we could get that up on there. So your task in your groups is twofold. The first, and we don't have a lot of time, we're going to have about 10 minutes for each of these tasks, so it's not long, which is why the groups need to be really small. So first task is start sharing your concerns and your questions. So what was coming up for you while you were hearing that information? What was worrying you? What's causing you anxiety? What are your concerns or thoughts about that? One of the instructions you have there on your sheet you'll see is choose a scribe. So you need one person in your group to be writing down the stuff that comes out of your conversations on the back of that sheet, if that's okay with you. If you need more paper, we're happy to bring you more. So that's 10 minutes. About 9 minutes in, I'm going to say, okay, 1 minute warning, get your last questions in there. And then I'm going to move you to topic number two, or task number two, which is moving from the concern and the anxiety into the future, right? So thinking about this, where do you want for that particular topic of concern? What might this look like for West Hill in 3 to 5 years? So if you're imagining, do a little thought experiment, it's 3 years from now, you're looking back on this conversation, where are we with regard to that area? How did we get there? What was involved? Who was involved? What did it take to make that happen? So that's the second task. So the first task is, what are our concerns right now? What do we need answers to? What are we thinking about this right now? What are we worried about? And then task number two is going to be, okay, what could we see for ourselves in the future? Where do we want this to go? So some parameters around this. For the purposes of this exercise, and this was another conversation about how do we sort of put parameters around this. For the purposes of this today, and this may change, but for today, we'd like you to make two assumptions. One, Greta is still our leader. Yeah? Yay! Yes. Now, I mean, the reality is Greta is retiring in 5 years. Right? So that's another reality that we have to sort of have in the back of our head over here, and that is going to be a conversation we're going to need to have. We don't want you necessarily to spend the next 20 minutes talking about Greta's retirement, however, right? We have other stuff we need to talk about today, but she just wants you to have that as a piece of information over here. So first thing is, Greta, just assume we have Greta as our leader for now. If that changes in a week, a month, a year, we're going to have another conversation, right? But at that point, at least we're starting the conversation here and not back here. And so that's the idea of today, is let's take it from here to here. So if we have a new conversation in a week, a month, a year, we're starting from here, right? So that's number one. Number two, in terms of a given that we want you to have, is that we remain affiliated with the United Church of Canada. Again, that may change, right? We don't know. We'll have that conversation. But for today, for the purposes of these questions, please just use those as assumptions. And there are some reasons for that. I don't want to forget any of them. One is we've been in limbo for, as you just heard, almost 3 years now. So we've been sort of waiting, ooh, see what happens with the review. Oh, we don't know how to make it. You know what? We got to make some decisions for ourselves. So let's just make those assumptions, and if we need to change, we will. Number two, some of these concerns, frankly, are outside of the issue of the review. We can't sit in those pews this morning because there's water on the floor and on the pews. So some of these issues are kind of outside of that stuff anyway. And thirdly, today is just the start of the conversations. We're not looking for you to come up with a brilliant solution. We're not looking for you to come up with answers and, you know, brilliant ideas. We're just asking you to start to talk about this stuff and to share the burden with the board about all the stuff that's actually happening here. This is community, right? This is what it's about. This is what we do. We share it. We don't give it to all these people up here and say, good luck, and then just show up on Sunday morning. And, you know, we all have to be involved and invested in this, right? So that's the rationale for those two givens. So choose a scribe. You're going to get some information, as I say. One is going to have information about your topic. The other page is going to have instructions to follow and some guidelines for your conversations. A little side note, one of them says, start by introducing yourselves to each other and like why you chose the topic and all that stuff. For the sake of time, we're going to abbreviate that. If you already all know each other, jump in. I can see groups that already do, right? You don't need to, oh, hello, I'm Jean, right? Like, we know, right? So if you do have people in your groups that you don't know, then obviously introduce yourself and, you know, share your name and that sort of stuff, but then jump right into the conversations. Are there any questions at this point for me about the process? Good. Okay, you're going to receive your pages now. Choose one person to be your scribe. choose one person to read through the stuff and jump into the activity, and I'll tell you when 9 minutes is up. Go.
Second time here.
Over the next few weeks, you have a chance to add some questions. You have a chance to see what the other groups discussed. In an ideal world, we'd give the microphone around and everybody would share what the vision was you came up with. We just don't have time to do that today, unfortunately. So that's what your job is to read the visions that your comrades came up with this morning. So that's purpose number two. And then purpose number three, it was for the board to get a sense of where are we at, right? How are people feeling about this? What are their concerns? What are their questions? And where do you think that we could go? So I hope that you feel like we've succeeded in all three of those areas. I hope the board feels like we've succeeded in all three of those areas. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. This is not easy stuff to do. For many of you, that information this morning was brand new information. And the board's been wrestling with this stuff for a long time. For them, it's old hat. But for us, for me, a couple of weeks ago, oh my gosh, right? Like, I didn't know that. And so there may be some stuff that you knew and other stuff that you didn't. So thank you for taking all of that information in. And instead of sitting there, you know, in a lump, engaging back into the process and chatting with each other about this. I appreciate it more than I can tell you, and I know the board does too, and of course Greta and Scott as our leaders also appreciate this from the bottom of their hearts. So some details now, just so you know, if you wish, there will be the handouts that went for the finance and property information. If you want a copy, grab one on your way out of the building. They'll be at the table in the back. We're not handing them out to everybody, but if you want one, it'll be there for you as you leave the building. And I think that's all I needed to say at this point. Are there any questions anybody has? The plan is, I mean, besides all the questions you wrote down this morning, yes. Yeah. Are there questions about the questions? The plan is now for you to spend a couple of weeks now looking at this and adding your thoughts and questions to the flip charts, and in, you know, 3 weeks or so, maybe 4 weeks time, to reconvene, probably after a service, and take maybe 30 minutes or so. There'll probably be overlap in your questions. And so we'll gather the questions, see what the themes are, and get back to you with as much information as is available at that time. Question? Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so the question is, as Jim said, completely off topic. However, we're inserting it in here. Are there any plans to carpool next Thursday to go down to the session? I forget where it is. Okay, so if you're interested in carpooling to that event, please meet at the mirror in the lobby after the service finishes. All right. Or could they? Okay, so meet at the mirror if you want to carpool. All right, any other questions? Thank you again for jumping in. I'm going to turn it over to Anne to close this section off with a quote.
We're not quite done. I've got, I do want to add how incredibly grateful and blessed we are, Deb, to have you here today. I'm blown away by your skill, and we're really, really appreciative. So thank you very, very much. We're not going to leave on this note. We have some nice calming elements left in the service, so I'd like everybody to turn your chairs back as normal as you can, so that we can all be one again, facing the front. And while you're doing that, I have just a couple of quotes to kind of bookend the event that we've just been through.
Do you want them to move back to their seats, or just
you can come back to your seats, or you can sit wherever you like. Just be comfortable and facing the front so that we can be as one again. The past is a place of reference. not a place of residence. The past is a place of learning, not a place of living. And that is Roy T. Bennett, The Light in Your Heart. And just one other. Around here, however, we don't look backwards for very long. We keep moving forward, opening up new doors and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. And that was Walt Disney. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to you, Greta, to conclude the service.
I just realized none of those fonts translated, so you only got half of the quotes. Sorry about that. We want to move into a sharing time again, just to wrap what it is, so that you have an opportunity to say into the space some of the stuff that fills your heart now. And we're going to do it in the manner that we do the first and the last portion of our sharing time, and that's just for you to call out from where you are. What it is that you want to put into the community. And we'll start with those things that are concerns or challenges or the things that cause you anxiety or, you know, worry you about what the future might be. And to just speak those in, maybe a word, maybe a phrase, maybe a sentence, to just say it into the community as clearly as you can. We don't have mics going around, but as clearly as you can so that everyone can hear and hold what it is that the community has to share, because if you say it, someone else is feeling it. So please take the opportunity to represent what you feel at this point in time about concerns and conflicts and anxieties that came up from the conversation.
Anxiety.
There is no way for one person to ease all of those concerns, to fix the problems and make it all right. But together as a community, we hold one another in that resilient space that we work on every week in order that we can meet those challenges, address those concerns, and find our way to a future that is good as we can possibly make it together. So in this, our time of need, may love abound. And now to speak those words that reflect the engagement, the hope, the joy, the celebration, the possibility, the good that you felt stir within you in the conversations that you had today. If you could just name them as well so that you can frame for the community that possibility, that going forward. May be for us. Last week on the way out, I said to people, I don't cry every week. But that was an amazing response. And I know that because we have worked together week after week after week, and because the bonds between us are so strong, that we can light each one of those things with the gifts that are in our hearts, and we can make something beautiful out of our conversations, out of our possibilities, out of the imagination and ideas. And that it will hold us into the future. So in this abundant blessing, we share the joy.
What is so
important about the future is that what we do continues and spreads in whatever form that is. And what's remarkable about it is because we have decided as a group to be grounded not in somebody's book or somebody or a particular creed, but in that beautiful and scary thing called life. And what we deduce from that is we matter. We have an impact. We affect things. And it leads us to the question, what kind of effect would you like to have on the person beside you, on the person you live with, on the person you don't like, and it could be the same person, and on everyone in the world that you haven't met yet and you don't know their circumstances out there. So we asked the question, and the resounding already given was, we want to have a loving impact. We want to be just and compassionate with each other. And how do I do that in this sometimes brilliant, sometimes stupid brain that falls down flat in my life and I need help? How do I live that love? I have to grow in wisdom, and oh my goodness, you have to help me with that. And you do every time I meet with you or see you, or we share things during the week. So grounded and guided and growing we are. And I want that to go on forever and ever. So I'm going to ask the choir to sing you away. And after they've sung this song, which you know, I'm going to ask all of us to hum it in a kind of a meditative silence of music to go out with.
I'd like you to stand. And then I want you to do what the choir is doing, and that's turn and face that way. Because that song was a perfect ending to what it is we've done today. That introspection and that exploration of who we are, and that recalling all the challenges and recognizing that the future is not easy. that talk about ourselves is nothing if we aren't looking out there, if we aren't talking about the needs in the world, if we aren't finding the places where the gifts that we have and the things that we know can be put to purpose out there to make a better world. And there's no point in our being here. So go out there and take everything that you are, everything in your heart, everything in your mind, and put it to the work of making the world a better place, wherever there might be needs in the world. Go in peace.
You have been listening to a podcast from West Hill United Church located in Scarborough, Ontario, Canada. These podcasts are made possible by the generous support of our listeners, volunteers, and members of our community. To donate, go to our website, www.westhill.net, and click on the Canada Helps button, or go to www.westhill.net/donate.